Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Chov Gimel, and we're continuing to talk about the inyan of a Balkeri and the inyan of Tvilas Ezra, as we learned already yesterday, and as we know from our general Torah knowledge, we learned from 2 days ago. The Mishnah says back on Chof Omed Beis that a Balkeri is not allowed to go and learn Torah or say Tefillah unless he went to the mikveh, and if he has to say Krishma Bismanoi and he cannot go to the mikveh, then Mahar Baliboy, he can only do it through Hirhur, but without saying it with his mouth, because of the problem of the need for the Balkeri to go to the mikveh. So now continuing on to our Mishnah, second line of the wide lines on Chof Beis Omid Beis, Hoy Omid Vitfila, a person is Davening Shemen Asrei, V'nizkishu Balkeri, and he remembers, I'm a Balkeri and I didn't go to the mikveh. What should I do? Lo yafzik, he should not stop his Shemen Esrei. Ela yekatzer, he should continue, but each one of the remaining brachos, he should say it bekitzur. Rashi doesn't explain exactly how one's mekatzer. If you look in the Rashi on the Mishnah, lo yafzik tfilas of the Gamri, ela yekatzer kol bracha ubracha v'oimer kol brachos bekoitzer. Basically, what it would mean is, atachoyin l'onam das, in other words, take the first 2-3 words, the last couple of words, and say the bracha be mekatzer as long, as much as possible. What happens? A new case. Yorad litpoil. A person is going to the mikveh, and he realizes, it's getting very, very late. I may miss zaman kriyishma. Im yochel lalois uleskaseis velikreis adshloi tehei hanetzachama. Mishnah is going according to the Man Yama that holds that you're supposed to finish off. Exactly. You remember we had a machloikis earlier on in the Mishnah. When is the sof zman kriyishma? We paskin the soif sholei shois because that's the zman that the malachim get up in the morning. So that's uve kumecha. However, we had a Man Yama in the Mishnah that said that the zman is netzachama. So what happens? He's going to the mikveh and he realizes it's late. Im yochel la'alois uleskaseis. If he can quickly go and dip in the mikveh, immerse himself, get out, put on his clothes, velikreis, and he still has enough time to lay, actually to hey, hanetzachama, that's great. Yala, viyaskasa, viyikra, that's what he should do. Vimlab, what happens if he realizes, I'm just not going to make it in time. So what should you do? Yaskasa v'mayim, you should go into the water, and we'll see Mirchim on Chof Hei Omid Beis, another couple of days. What he does is he goes into the water up to his neck, or at least over the Mokim Erva, and the Yikra, and he should go and lay. But the Gemara is going to tell us that if the waters are absolutely crystal clear, like most mikvahs, then that would be problematic, because then one can see the Erva. And therefore, it has to be talking about a case where he's able to make the waters a little bit discolored. For instance, if he's going in a river, and he's using the river as a mikveh, and on his feet he has some sand. So what he can do is he can try to stir up the sand a little bit so that the water should no longer be tzelulin, but they should be achurin, not totally crystal clear, transparent. It should be a little bit cloudy, if you will. So therefore one cannot see the erva, and the water is above the mokim erva, and then the yikra, then he can go and lain krishma. However, one should not say kriyishma in a mayim haroim, that means if the water has a terrible stench to it, as well as if the water has been used as mei mishra. Mei mishra means water for soaking, and specifically we're talking about soaking either flax or canvas, because the soaking of flax or canvas, that in itself gives out a terrible odor, and so therefore that's not ro'i to go and say kriyishma with that terrible stench. But what can he do? Achiyatu l'toichen mayim. Now on the surface it would appear that this is a continuation. What you can do is you can try to overwhelm the mayim haroim, the mayim mishra, by putting in new water. But for those of you that have ever tried it out, you'll notice you're going to have to put in much, much more water if you really want to get the stench away. So in fact, in the Gemara in Daf Chof Hei Omid Beis says that the Mishnah is missing a few words. And we have to go and put a dot after the mayim mishra and start a new shtickle. And that is, what happens if there happens to be mei raglayim in the area, on the floor, and the person, we're no longer talking about a mikveh. A person is standing in shul, or he's at home, or he's in the street, or whatever, and he wants to say Krishna, and next to him there happens to be urine on the ground, meiraglayim, you're not allowed to go and say Krishna in the vicinity of meiraglayim, unless achiyata letoichen mayim, unless he pours in water to go and overwhelm this meiraglayim so that it will be gunished. Obviously, we're not talking about a lot of water. Meiraglayim is not usually a major issue. So you pour some water and the whole thing goes away. If you want to look at the Rashi in the middle of the Mishnah, on the left-hand margin, how much water do you have to put in to overwhelm the Mayim Maron and the Mayim Mishra? And therefore, Mefarish Lo Pchsir Mechzer. The Gemara explains we have a few words missing. So this is no longer a continuation of the Mayim Maron. This is a brand new thought. We're missing a few words. When you have meiraglayim, then just pour in water to go and take the odor away, take the meiraglayim away. The kamiyarchik mehenu minatzoyeh, back to the what happens if he, for instance, doesn't have water to be able to go and disperse the water that's already there from the meiraglayim? So what you can do is you can be marchik mehen. How much do you have to be marchik mehenu minatzoyeh? Arba amis just got out of dal amis, and of course it's talking about a case where there is no reyach ra, because if there's a reyach ra, you still have a problem. But if you can go in the other, if you go upwind or downwind or whatever, where you don't have a draft from that area, then go away arba amis and you're fine. So the Gemara now in the Braisa expands and expounds a bit on our Mishnah. So we start off again. Tana Rabbanan, Hayu Omed B'Tfilin, in the middle of davening, middle of Shemoneh Esrei, V'Nizkashu Balkeri, and he realizes, I'm a Balkeri, I didn't go to the mikveh, Lo Yafzik, he should not go B'Masik, Elo Yikatzer. Like we said in the Mishnah, every one of the brachas, say a little bit from the beginning, a little bit from the end, Baruch Ato Hashem, and go on to the next bracha. And the same thing applies to Yikari B'Torah. What happens if he got an Aliyah and he's reading the Torah? Remember, in the times of Chazal, you typically didn't have a professional Balkaira or an amateur Balkaira, but you had everybody that had an Aliyah as the one that was reading from the Torah. See, he's reading from the Torah, and his question, who Balkari? I didn't go to the mikveh. What should I do? Eina mafzik v'oila, he shouldn't stop. Ela megam game v'koire. The megam game sounds like stuttering. However, Rashi learns megamgen means bimerutza. Say it quiet, say it quickly, and try to get it over with. He shouldn't be standing at the Torah for any time that he doesn't need to. So, shnell. And Rameir adds, Rameir oimra in balkeri reshoy the kreis b'toyra yoyisim migimul psukim. He should just lay in the minimum three psukim, and then he should finish, make a bracha, and he should get off. He shouldn't be there anymore by the Torah. And the reason for three psukim, as everybody knows, because the minimum number of psukim for an aliyah is three psukim. Once he's laying three psukim, he should stop abruptly and have the gaba go and make the next aliyah. Tan Yidach, Hayu Omed B'Tfilin, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, V'ro'ah Tzoyeh Kenegdoi. This is the final halacha at the end of the Mishnah. He sees that there is Tzoyeh in the vicinity. Mahalach Lefonav, what he should do is he should go in front of the Tzoyeh. Achi Yizrakena La'choydav Dalid Amois. The word Yizrakena doesn't mean literally that he should throw it. It just means that by going in front of the Tzoyeh for Amos, now it's as if the Tzoyeh has been thrown back in back of him. So wherever the tzoyah is, you move ahead for amis so that you don't see it, you don't smell it, and then you can go and die. Frankly, more about time that's done, but there's a brayta that says instead of going in front of the tzoyah, it says you should go litzdodim. Litzdodim means even to the side. So make up your mind. Do you have to go in front, or can you go to the side? We are able to go in front, you should go in front. However, what happens if you cannot go in front? Why can't you go in front? Look at the Rashi, the last Rashi here in the on the left-hand side, Loyevshir, you're going to ignore Lefanov. What happens if you cannot go? Because right in front of where that Tzoyeh is, there is a stream, there's a brook, there's a river. If you're going to go in front, you're going to fall into the river, which will not be very pleasant. And you can't get to the other side of the river because it's fairly wide. So what you have to do is you go to the stomach. So Yehoshish Kabreira, go on the side.
The point is, for honest distance, what's the difference?
Even though it's not behind, because you see it. That's the problem.
Seeing it's a problem also? Oh,
right. Absolutely. That's why you go in front. You shouldn't even see it. Shkoyach. See, it's important. It's good that you come. You should come every single day to be able to add very helpful insights. Anyway, so we continue on. Zog the Gemara Vaita, four lines from the bottom. How you misspell? What happened? The person was davening and he found tzoyah where he was davening. So we're now talking about a situation of the b'diavad. Avad lechatchila, if you see the tzoya, like we just said, go in front of it, go to the side. But what happens if you've davened now, the whole davening, and then you look around, uh-oh, I didn't even realize. Wow, right underneath me, right? And then after you clean your shoes, it's gefährlich. Anyway, so what the story is, what do you do now? Even though what he did was a sin, to daven within the vicinity of the tzoya, not being merachik, the tefillah is okay. What he did is terrible. There's this terrible tzoya there. It's just a chabizoyin. And the reason why the Gemara tells to zevach Hashem to Eva, zevach is from the lashon of bringing a carbon, and we know that the tefillahs are kenegin, the karbanos, and he's a rasha for not going and being more careful. Now, lechoyim, you're going to say to yourself, but the guy isn't honest. He didn't realize that there was. Why should he even thought that there would be tzayin? So if you look at three toises in before the end, but zevach Hashem to Eva, zok toises pirishri, the dafke b'makom sheyochal listapik, but litla sheyesham tzayin. If he happens to be davening, for instance, outside next to the garbage dump, where you can assume that there's tzaya on a regular basis, then look around, make sure you're not davening makom tzayin. But if you happen to be davening in shul, where baruch Hashem there hasn't been tzaya for many, many years, it's a tough zechamul. Unfortunately, people step in the stuff and then they come in. But you don't expect that. So therefore, that chas v'shalom, that wouldn't be a zevach v'shalom to Eva, then you're anusim. But in a case where you knew and you should have known and you were reckless and you were negligent, grossly negligent, you didn't look around, it's zevach v'shalom to Eva. So therefore, says Rava, why should you say tefilasi tefillah? The guy is a bad guy. Ela marava hoyil v'chata, since he sinned. His tefillah chas v'shalom is an abomination. So the question is, where do you go from here? What do you do at this point? So we have two views in the toises. We look at the next toises, two toises before the end. Muvis means too late, too bad, there's nothing you can do. Too bad, too sad. Nothing you can do. It's a waste of davening, you're stuck. And you have to 120, you have to go and clap, or you should clap already before 120 for the fact that you made a bad boo-boo. Very pirish, the yachs mispal. It's not totally irrevocable. What you can do is daven over again. Unfortunately, the first tefillah did not register on the registry, and you got to start all again from the beginning and say the whole davening again. So you see the two machloikas here in the Tosfos. Now, to my recollection, I don't think the Gemara deals with the issue anymore of the Baal Keri. Rather, we're going to talk about other issues involving people that have to go to the bathroom before davening, during davening, and the same. The question is, what's the halacha of a Baal Keri? So, really, Rashi, it was already Rashi yesterday. I'm sure you all learned the Rashi. You don't have to turn any pages. It's here, Chav Beis Amud Beis, at the top of the Amud, the fourth line, on the left-hand side of the Rashi, Amud Rabbi Hilchasa. Ablukt Amud Royhu, the Pasek Rabbi, the Pliga, Ablid Rabbanan, Miuhashta Anan, Kerb Yehud, Ben Beseir, Naginan, Kir Amud Rab Nachman Liel, Rab Nachman Ba Yitzchak, Bas Rahab. We Paskin like Rab Nachman, like Rab Yehud, Ben Beseir. Who's Rab Yehud, Ben Beseir? Rab Yehud, Ben Beseir was back on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Sorry?
The three Sabi.
Three Sabi, well, before you got there, if you go to the second wide line, Tanya Yehuda ben Beseder, this is Chof Beis Amud Aleph, Tanya Yehuda ben Beseder, Hayu Aymer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablam Toma. In other words, you do not have to go and toivel if you became a Baal Keri. Which is a great shaila. I don't understand, didn't you say it's Tfilas Ezra? Ezra was Mesakin, Ezra was a, you know, a big... What they used to say? Big potatoes. He wasn't small potatoes. Ezra was the one that built the second base of Midrash together with Nehemiah, leader of Klal Yisrael. He was Mesakin. Tzvila, how can the Rebbe say, nah, it's not Mekabel? Anyway, all the Rishonim asked this kasha. And I have to have here, by the benefit of Baruch Hashem, have here Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina is the Pirush around the Rif in the back of the Gemaras, where the Rabbeinu asks, Vim Toimar. How do we go in Paskin that you don't have to toivel tefillas Ezra? For Amrinan, the Ezra tikin tefillah balikarian, the heicha yuchoylen levatel takonis Ezra. How can they mevatel takonis Ezra? The isti amar b'nei shira'u shlo yuchoylem hatziv lamed ba. So one of the famous terutzim that one gives to this question and to similar questions is, see, you really have to go back into it another issue, and that is the Gemara says that Ein Bezin Yochel Levatel Dibri Chaveira Elim Kain Godol Imenu that a later Bezdin has no authority to go and change the takana of an earlier Bezdin unless it was greater in Chachma, in wisdom, and minyan, and in number. To my knowledge, I don't think that they've ever been able to satisfy those two criteria. And therefore, any takana of Chachamim from times of Chazal until today, you could stand on your head whether you think it's right, whether you think it applies, whether it's wrong, whatever, it makes no difference. You can't be mevatelit until you get a greater number of rabbis, both in Chachma, in wisdom. We're never going to find today a rabbi that's greater than any of the Chachamim the times of Chazal. So certainly that's not going to happen. And Beminyan, it's going to be difficult as well. Anyway, so question is, how could the Mavatal this takana of Ezra? So one of the answers that they give that the Rabbeinu Yoina is now rejecting, that there are certain takanas which the Chazal agreed would fall away, because after they made the takana, they realized that the Tzibur already at that time was not able to go and fulfill that takana, and therefore they said, Mekonish, we just can't do it. However, the Rabbeinu Yoina is not happy with that. Vanoch and Yois, I like the better pshat, is Shle Poshta Zoysa Takana B'chol Yisrael. Takana Shle Poshta B'chol Yisrael Yechoyim Levatla, since it was never became fully ingrained throughout the masses of Klai Yisrael, only in certain particular areas. Therefore, bottom line is, that's why the halach is, you do not have to, Fiyazach, you don't have to fulfill Takana Sasra. And then he continues on. Vizesha Kosova Goin Zal. Goin is referring to Rab Hai Goin. The Ein Mispalim Achi Yechutzu. Ein Nira Lemoiri Harav. The Rab Hai Goin says one shouldn't daven until one goes to the mikvah. This, by the way, is brought here in the Toisus as well. That the Toisus says that there's a difference between, if you look at the second Toisus here in Chav Beis Amid Beis, it says, Unless Hilcha Kavosei. You do not have to toivel every single day, and then continue down halfway down the toys. V'mishvarshim dafka l'toira, av l'tvila tzorech tvila. That we said throughout the Gemara, that they were mevatel tvilas Ezra, that's only the gabe learning toira. But you want to go and daven, you do have to toivel. But Peter Shri, the Lishna, the Ri apparently disagrees, and he holds no difference between divrei toira and tvila. Anyway, bottom line is that's why when you see people going to the mikveh in the morning before davening, it's based on that toisus, as well as, he continues on, here in the Rabbeinu Yoina, Zeshe Kosov HaGoyin, this is the Erev HaGoyin said, Da'in Mispalim Achi Irchatzu, don't daven until you go to the mikveh, Ein Anir Lamoiri Arav Neriyo, my Moiri didn't agree with that, Di'im Ein Loi Mayim, Oh yeah, fill him yeshly mine, vein a toivel, I ain't a reichitz, a fila hachi, ain't a master of tvila. Even though he didn't go to the mikveh, he didn't lose his tvila, the nezeh, the vadi alpha pisha tvila, yoisa mekubelis, im a tvila, the divi hakoil. Everybody agrees that the tvila is more mekubel by the Rabbi Yishlom, that goes without saying. Ain't loy lahafsim, a nezeh tvilosa, if it's getting late, and he looks at his watch, uh-oh, I'm going to miss, this is my krishma, I'm going to miss my tvila, that's a different story. And the Rambam had in his Yad HaChazaka, he writes that Tfilas Ezra is no longer mandatory, and the Rabbeinu Yoina says that all the Rosh Hashivas bebavel tamu olav. The Rosh Hashiva said, how can you say that? Lomo hayemekel kolkach beinyan Tfilas Balkeri. How could the Rambam write in his great Yad HaChazaka that no, you don't have to worry about Tfilas Ezra? V'huzal heishiv lehem, and the Rambam writes back, he personally would never daven, would never learn without going to the mikveh previously if he was a balkeri. He wasn't able to write in the Yad HaChazaka, ki im hayoytzim in adin al pi halach. So what we've just said now at length, bikitzur, is that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that follows both paskin that it is not necessary to be noheg the tvilas Ezra, that you can daven or you can go and learn even if you are a balkeri. However, the Rambam writes that he himself was machmir, that he never was mevatel this tvila, meaning he always went to the mikveh before davening or before learning if he was a balkeri. And the poskim say that about the person who was Yerushimayim, Merabim, Chassid, Achos, etc., should go and be makbid on it. So, Lalochi, you don't have to. However, it's still considered to be a good thing, as Rav Haigoin and the Ben Yoyne said about it, more, the Tefillah is more makubal through that bila. So, for those of you that have seen people who go to the mikveh now, and you've wondered why they're doing that, Tefillah Ezra become bottle, the answer is that it still says that for person Yeresh, my Meravim, a person who's a Nizar, should go to the mikveh on those occasions.
We have the name Kavin also. You take a shower in the morning.
You can do the test Kavin, but the question is whether that's effective. In other words, how long does it take for Tisha Kavin to come out? And did you have it go on every single part of your body? And the Tisha Kavin is a bidyevit. L'chatchila, one should go in a regular mikveh, if at all possible. In our yeshiva in Ber Yankiv, the Mashgiach was Rav Volba, Zechron Levracha, Rav Volba famous from the Ali Shur, and the Rav Volba was a Baal Tshuva. His parents were not from. He was a German by birth. He became a Litvak by training. He grew up in Mir and the Kamenitz, and he was always makbid every single Shabbos morning to go to the mikveh. How do we know? Because there was only one mikveh in Ber Yankiv, and they did not use chlorine, and they did not use a filter. This goes back a couple of years ago. Many of you weren't born then. And as a result, on Shabbos morning, the mikveh had a bit of a, what did it say in the Mishnah?
Aroma.
A bit of an aroma, yeah. Mm-hmm. But a negative aroma. And if you got in the Dalaramis, you felt it, you smelled it. But he went anyway. He was very, very makbid on the union of the Tevilas, Tevilas Ezra.
Yeah. Only on Shabbos or every day he went?
The rest of the week I can't tell you. I can tell you that it was nicker on Shabbos morning. Could be during the week after they took a shower. But on Shabbos he couldn't take a shower, so it was nicker. It's interesting, Rav Volba told us that when he was in Kamenitz, Alta Bucher, he was there for a Shabbos. He learned mainly in the Mir, but he was there once for a Shabbos, and the Bochrim told him, if you happen to be a Balkari and you didn't go to the mikveh, don't get close to the Boch Bel. The Boch Bel was the legendary Kamenitz Rosh Hashiva, because he's margish. He's margish. Any Bocher that comes near him that didn't go to the mikveh, he feels it, so stay away. Which is, it's very hard to believe, but that's the story. Hard to believe, because usually by Chassidish Rebbes this was a big hakpada, but by Litvish Rosh Hashivas, it shows you the great Kedusha of Rav Boch Bel. He was able to, margish means he was able to feel if somebody came within his Dalaramis and he had not gone to the mikveh. Anyway, so we continue on.
There was no real tumor being transmitted. What's that part of, you shouldn't shake someone's hands?
He may have been concerned that he's a person who's going to come over and he's going to shake his hand.
But even shaking, what did it's not a rishon, it's not a shame, it's not a shame. What is it that he's worried about?
It's a Tosefes Kedusha and Hoirodas Kedusha. Just like the Veni Yoyne says, Veni Yoyne, remember, is a Rishon, and he's saying everybody, if you use the Kol Yalma, that it's a good thing to do. If the Tefillah is more makubal if you've gone to the mikveh first. So even if you hold, you don't have to have Tefillah Ezra.
But how does it transfer any tumor? There's no tumor transfer.
We're not talking about a literal transfer of tumor. We're talking about a higher madrega for people that live their lives on a higher madrega. They didn't want to have any tumor. How does tumor affect the davening, or how does the tumor affect the learning? As always, is this? That's the tumor. So,
you can see the tumor. If the tumor exists,
I'm not shaking the hand of somebody who was about carrot. That's what I'm trying to understand.
We're not talking
just the
if somebody's tummy tumas mesa, you can see the tumor on them. There's radio.
I know,
but even still, this is all intangible.
This is now we learn Torah. Okay, so on to Tanur Rabban. Two lines on the bottom of the Yom. Talking about Tanur Rabban. A person is davening, and unfortunately, he has to urinate. And he cannot hold it in any longer, and Nebuch, it starts pouring out, unfortunately. What's it then? Poisik, he has to stop, thank you. Until the water stops, until it finishes. And then, and then he should continue davening after he's done. Now, where should he return to in davening? Rav Chizkiya of Amnuna Chada Mechayzer, he should start from the beginning of davening again. In other words, he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He should start from Baruch Atah at the very beginning. Chadam Lamakim Shepasek, wherever he finished off, he was in the middle of Lamo Shinim. Continue from there. Even when it says Lamakim Shepasek means the beginning of that bracha. If he's in the middle of the bracha, start from the beginning. Goes up there.
His wet clothes to continue davening.
He should continue with his wet clothes.
Yeah, but what about the thing that they chew before Amos away from Soar?
And urine. Yeah, that's a very good question. The last Toisus talks about that. The Toisus on the beginning says you got to wait until it's no longer tefech amanas lafech. In other words, it, in fact, is dried out. The problem is, if you wait that long, it might take an hour or two until it all dries out. So therefore, Toisus says at the end, sinish gefeirlach since he never. If you want to look at the Toisus quickly, mamterat sheyichlu hamayim the mashal gabi karkal gabi begodim the ancient tefech amanas lafech. It's talking about a situation where that. It was tefech amanas lafech.
It's not drenching wet.
Not drenching wet. Oh, good. Mashal, come on. Going to over tip shen of lom neheir. Only a little bit. Came pirush Rav Yosef. Mi yonira. I feel him yesh ben tefech amanas lafech. Even if it is very wet, mutarim. Kim the midrash ein nasurim el kneged omed bulvot. Min a toira, it's only aser if you're davening kneged omed, meaning as the stream is streaming from that individual. For a banan who the gods, a banan who the gods became, which oimid kvar betfilos, since it's already in the middle, where after chud a banan lachzer betfilos didn't say that he should start lachzer betfilos, because he's already in the middle. Anyway, so back to our Gemara. Zokti Gemara, Rav Chizkiya of Amnuna. So the question is, Leichen Choyzer, how far back does he have to go in the davening? Chadam Choyzer Roish, start again from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Chadam Alamokim Shepasek, wherever he was, he should continue on from the beginning of that bracha. He's in the middle of Shemak Aleinu, start again from the beginning of Shemak Aleinu. Leimokim Mifli, let's say the Machloiki says, Mar Sava Im Shoha Kedei Ligmur Eskula Choyzer Roish. Umar Sava Alamokim Shepasek. So Yimura in the Havimina thinks that perhaps the Machlokes is talking about Shoha. Shoha means that he waited in his the amount of time that it took for him to complete urination and wait until everything stopped and stopped dripping and blah blah blah. How long did that take? Kedei ligmor es kula. The amount of time that it takes for him to finish off his Shemoneh Esrei. Now, although the Gemara uses the expression ligmor es kula to finish, and therefore it would depend, is he in the middle of Morgan Avram, or is he in the middle of Sim Shalom? However, the Mefarshim say, all the Poskim say, today ligmor es kula really means how long it takes to daven the entire Shemoneh Esrei from beginning until end. And the Poskim add that we're not talking about the average individual, we're talking subjectively that particular individual. How long does it take for him normally to say a Shemoneh Esrei?
So what's the Baikum Lipsuke? What's the difference? What is he? He's adding this word to Himshah, that's all. The Machlokes is already on the Amid base.
Sure. So we want to know when is the Machlokes. You'll see as we develop the thought here that how long did it take for him to urinate and finish urination? Let us go and say it took him 3 minutes. He usually davens Lamushal 5 minutes. Aha. So since he usually davens 5 minutes, he was not shoya k'dei ligmor es kula. It was shorter than his normal Shemoneh Esrei, and then everybody would agree you can continue lemokim sheposak, where he ended off, or where he was at the time that unfortunately he started to urinate. What happens if it's the other way around? What happens if normally it takes him davening 3 minutes, and he urinated for a period of 5 minutes? So it was longer than he normally would take to do the whole davening. So then we have machloek says the top of Chav Gimel Amid Aleph for the Psimcha, top line. Okay, you seem to be a little concerned or consternation written all over your face. Anyway, so Marzav, the first man Yom Hod Imshah Kedei Ligmor Sekula. If it took him, if the amount, this period of time, the break in the davening was longer than it would normally take for him to learn to daven this ganze Shemoneh Esrei, then Choyz L'Roish, you have to start from the beginning. Umar Savar L'Mokim Shepasak. Even though it took him 5 minutes, and he usually davens in 3 minutes, it's okay, you can go from the Mokim Shepasak where he stopped off. It is Mashma, according to the first man, the Yomar, it's only Kishor Kedei Ligmor Eskula. Omer Ravashi says, Ravashi, so what would be the case in Loi Shohar Kedei Ligmor Eskula? It was a shorter period of time. Then he would also agree you start from the Mokim Shepasak, wherever he left off. So Freit Ravashi, then the first man, the Yomar, that says Kedei Ligmor Eskula, he really should go and talk about both. Hai Im Shoha Im Loi Shoha Biboyle. He should really address both. That Im Shoha Kedei Ligmor Eskula, However, if it was just a short break of only a minute or two, whatever, then continue on from where you left off. And therefore, says the Gemara, not like we learned until now, Rav David, if this is a long period of time until he finished, until he let his pants drip off a little bit and dry up a little bit, if during that period of time he could have davened the entire Shemoneh Esrei, then Chayz L'Rosh, everybody agrees you start from the beginning. V'hasam, what it says on the side, v'hacha, b'loishokim, if we were talking about that it wasn't such a long break. The Marasava, gavra d'chuyehu, v'ein ro'uy, v'ein tvilosi tvila. Even though the entire time of the urination only took a minute or two, nevertheless, the whole tvila is no good. Why is it no good? Because this person should not have waited and start davening if he had to urinate. He shouldn't have tried to hold it back. To hold it in, he should have gone to the bathroom. And a person who didn't go to the bathroom when he had to. Normally, if Chas V'Shalom, we have this choices, and we're not talking a person that instantaneously on the spot, unfortunately, had a terrible accident. We're talking about, presumably, that he felt already quite constrained. He's holding it back, hoping he'll finish monastery in time, and unfortunately, he wasn't able to. So, Gavra d'chuyehu is considered to be a person who was not ro'uy to David in the first place, and then ro'uy, then tefillah tefillah. Therefore, the whole tefillah is no good. You got to start from the beginning. Umar Saba Gavra Chazil. He's a nice guy. He's a wonderful person. Whatever he davened until now was great. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to hold himself in tefillah tefillah. So whatever he said until now was great, as long as it was loishoha kidei zman to finish the whole Shemoneh Esrei, and then he just continues on for wherever he left off. Turn about. A person has to go to the bathroom. Al yispalel. He shouldn't go and daven. Go to the bathroom first. If you're in the spalel, and if he already davened, tefillah to Eva, the tefillah to Eva. If the whole time he had to go to the bathroom. However, Amar Zid v'Seim Rav Yehuda lo yishon al sheni yochel lishoyis ba'atzmai. That is that he knows that he cannot go and hold it back any longer. He feels that initial urge to go to the bathroom, but he says, I can still hold it in. I'm not going to go and explode. Yochel lishoyis ba'atzmai. Tefillah to tefillah. Then the tefillah is okay. Avad lechatchil. Everybody agrees. Once you go to the bathroom. Before. However, if he's already started and a bidyevet situation, if he can hold himself in, tefillah tefillah. Bad kama, how long is that holding yourself in? Amar Rav Sheshes, ad parsa. The distance of walking a parsa, Mishnah Berurah says that means 72 minutes. So if you feel within the next 72 minutes that you won't be able to hold it back, go quickly to the bathroom. However, if you feel that initial urge, but you can still hold it for an hour and 12 minutes, then you can dab. Others learn the exact same thing that we just said now as part of, instead of Amas Nisa, should be Bidmas Nisa. What do you mean Bidmas Nisa? How do we start off on the first wide line? Tanaban, Hanitzim, Lakova, Yispal, Yispal, Tilos, and Teva, period. Omra, Zidmi, Semrav, Yehuda, Loishano, and Lishiniachalish, Baatzmoy. So this, Enishiachalish, Baatzmoy, this Loishano is not part of the Braisa. This was added by later Amoyroi. However, there's another version that in the Brice itself, the Brice started off Hanitrach from the Kov of Al Yispalel. The Medvar Mumshe Yochel Amoyd Al Atzmoy. That's if he can't hold himself back. Am Yochel Amoyd Al Atzmoy to Losi Tefillah. So therefore, that's part of the Brice itself. Now the question is, Vatkama, what is the Shir of Rav Vid? And now you add the same Rav Yehuda of the second wide line. Ad Parsa, the Shir is until a Parsa. That's all Rav Vid added, or Rav Yehuda. That we don't know what the shir is. Before we said Rav Sheshe said it, now we said Rav Zid said it. Fine. No shtickle. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rav Yonison. Hanitzach lekov of Harizel lo yispal. Like we just said, you got to go to the bathroom. Lechatchila, this whole 72 minutes is a bidyevet. Lechatchila, don't daven, go to the bathroom. Mishum Shalem, it says in the Pasuk, he came to the craft of the Kech Yisrael. The word he came comes from the Lashon Hachana. Prepare yourself to go and daven for Kodesh Baruch Hu. One of the preparations is go to Gifnuki. Exactly right. Gifnuki. It says in the Pasuk, now this is a fairly lengthy Pasuk. It's quoted here in Oiz David from these beautiful Gemaras, donated anonymously by Intrachush Bataya Yidid. What's Oiz Beis? Shmor Raglecha Kasher Teilech El Beis Olekim. Be careful about your feet when you're going to the Beis Olekim. You're going to the Beis Hamikdash. The court of the Shmoya, you should be close to listening. Mites haksilim zavach, instead of giving to the ksilim, to the imbeciles, giving them a carbon. Ki einam yoidim las Yisrael, because they don't know how to do bad. This is a pasuk in Keheles. On the surface, the pasuk is a little bit difficult to understand, and therefore the Gemara is going to explain every word. Shemar raglecha kashetelecha beisol kiv. What does that mean? Shemar atzmecha. Careful, shloi techta. When you're walking, when you're going, kashetelech, shemar. Be careful where you're walking to. Don't go to places where Chas v'Shalom, the Yetzirah will take you and provoke you and incite you. Go in places where technically you shouldn't do a chait. Nim techta, when I'm Chas v'Shalom, you did do a chait. Then havei karbon lefanai. Oh, so that's pshat. Shmor raglecha. Be careful where you walk. But kasha teilach, if you walked in those places you shouldn't have walked to, then go to Beis Olakim and bring a karbon to go and be mechaper on you. Then the pasuk continues on. The karav lishmoya. What is this? Omer Rava. Heavy karav lishmoya divya chacham. Listen carefully to what the chacham tell you. Shem choytim. If chas v'shalom you did a chait, don't just be mevi in karbon. That's important. But be oisin tshuva. Make sure to do tshuva together with the karbon. The karbon alone is not enough. You got to do tshuva. And then the pasuk continues on. Mites haksilim. What does that mean? Mites haksilim zavach. Instead of the ksilim, the imbeciles that bring a karbon. Period. You should go and listen to the chacham what they tell you. Bring your carbon, but also do tshuva, and don't be like the ksilim that bring a zavach. Unfortunately, they do not do tshuva. Now the pasuk ends off. Keinam yoidim las Israel, because they don't know how to do that. Which means that these are good guys. They don't know how to do bad. So Frey Timura, you just told me that these are ksilim that are choitim, and they bring a carbon and they don't do tshuva. That sounds like bad guys. But here the pasuk says ki einam yoidim las Yisrael. They don't know how to do bad. That sounds like good guys. Iyachi tzadikim lino. Sachar tzadikim. Elo pshat the pasuk goes aside. Alti ki ksilim shechoitim that they sin. Or maybe in carbon they bring a carbon. Ve'einam yoidim they don't know im ala toive he meviim im ala ra he meviim. They're totally in a fog. Totally in a cloud. Yes, I'm bringing a carbon. Why am I bringing carbon? I don't know. The rabbi told me to bring a carbon. What are you doing besides the carbon? Nothing. I paid already $200. Here's my carbon. So these are ksilim that they don't know why they're bringing the carbon, whether it's for good or whether it's for bad. They have no idea. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. These people don't know the difference between good and bad. They bring a carbon in front of me. So that's a pshat in the pasuk. Now the question is, how does that come into our Gemara? We're not talking about people that are sinning to bring karbonis. The reason why we brought it is for the next pshat. Rav Ashi b'seim Rav Chanina bar Papa Omar. A new pshat in Shmor Raglecha. Shmor Nikovecha. The word Raglecha is a euphemistic term, and it's referring to the place where a person urinates or defecates. Shmor Nikovecha. That's what the pasuk is telling you. You're going into Beis Olakim, into a shul. You're going into Besmedesh to go and daven. Shmor Raglecha. Make sure you go to Shmor Nikovecha. Go to the bathroom first before you go and start davening. Why does the Gemara call it Raglecha? Raglecha, Rashi brings a pasuk from Shmuel, where the term Shmor Nekovecha, the Hasech is Raglev, is referring to a person going to, using the facilities. Yes,
it's a shoal when he goes to leave himself in the cave.
It's catheter. How do you look at that?
Simple white, simple catheter.
Person at the catheter, one should go and ask a distinguished rabbi, but what most people do is they go and cover it, and you should, it should be a double covering over it. But they go and ask a competent Orthodox rabbi. Turn around. A person going to the bathroom, choylitz tefillah. Okay, so now we're going to deal a little bit with the inyan of taking off tefillin before you go into a bathroom. Now, for us, this whole Gemara sounds very, very strange. Of course, if you have to go to the bathroom, of course you can take off your tefillin. But remember, the tefillin that we're talking about at that time, not the tefillin, the basic kisses back that time, but not that every single home had one or two or three or four bathrooms. And they had all these fancy smelling salts that you want to go to the bathroom because it smells like you're going into a forest full of fragrance. Roses or something like that. We're talking about that they had at that time outhouses, and those outhouses typically didn't have any fancy schmancy fragrance, and in fact, was pretty bad. On the other hand, you had another problem. Where are you going to go and put your tefillin? You got to put it on the floor. You're going to go and put it, take it with you to the bathroom. So the Gemara is going to talk shortly that if there was a wall separating between this outhouse and between the Rishus HaRavim, then perhaps put it into the wall. But they have a problem. Because in the wall, if there are these cubby holes in the wall, if they're towards the bathroom, says the Gemara shortly, they're achborim. Achborim means mice. the mice would come and they would go and chas v'shalom cause damage to the tefillin. Obviously, there was no picture of Reb Shai the Keresira because then they wouldn't have had a problem. So that was on one side. On the other side, if you leave it on the side of the Shisaram, you have to afraid that the person might go and steal it. So you got issues over here. What do you do with the tefillin? Zokti Mar Torah Rabban. Anichlu Beitzakis, a person going to Beitzakis, this type of outhouse. Choyetz tefillin, he should take his tefillin off. He should take his tefillin off. Barachik Dalet Amos, even 4 Amos before he gets to the bathroom. What does he do with this tefillin? The Gemara doesn't address yet. We'll address that shortly. But he takes it off, not on the
door.
On the doorway, exactly. But 4 hours before, he takes it off. And then the Nicholas said he goes into the bathroom. Basikisei kavua means it has been used already in the past. If it's being used now for the first time, he is using it. It was never used until now. So what he could do is he could take off his tefillin right before he gets into the bathroom because it's never been used in a bathroom before. So it doesn't have an odor. It doesn't have a stench. There's no tzoya. There's no meraglayim. So he can go and take off his tefillin right before he goes in. However, when he leaves the bathroom and he wants to put the tefillin back on, now he has to go 4 amos away. By having gone now that first time, now it does become a beis kisei kavua. Beis kisei kavua, you can put on the tefillin, and you have to take them off a distance of dalet amos. Iboilu, my shikonis or the mitfilin, the beis kisei. Is a person allowed to go the beis kisei kavua? Is he allowed to go and take the tefillin in with him, lahashtin maim, for purposes of going to urinate? But now we're not talking about, well,
he's not wearing them, he's taking them off already, right?
Well, that's not so clear. That's not
the
so
first
clear.
Time.
It looks like he's wearing them.
Rashi says, I'm sorry? We explained a moment ago that beis kisei kavua means it's been used previously by other individuals. Okay, so what's your question?
So what, this is what he was christening it the first time?
Let's look in the middle of the Rashi's to address the Shaila that Reb Simcha Ilan is asking us. The middle of the Rashi's. Beis kisei kavua. It's a little bit higher than halfway down. So Rashi, beis kisei kavua, sheyesh bo tzoya, that there already is excrement from the past. When we talk about a biskis in the Gemara, it's out pnei asada, it's out an outhouse in the field. Heim beloy chafira. There's not even a hole in the ground. A person is just defecating on the level of the ground itself. That's the kavua. What's an aroi? She's a maschel achshav lasoyse beisikise. He's the one that, what was your term? He's christening it for the first time. He's inaugurating, installing, coronating, any type of language that you want. In fact, they'll even put a sign outside, Zois Nidvas, that he donated the space kise. Anyway, the point is this is the first time it's being used in history. Oh, so what's the reason why he has to make sure to put the tefillin on only 4 amos after he leaves that base kisei aroi? Because he's already established. He's coronated it. He's christened it. He's installed it. He's inaugurated it. Now, base kisei kavua. Does that answer your question? Well, you still have a follow-up question. Okay. And by the way, you also have to say Ashiyotza when it comes out, but he more doesn't discuss it. Okay. Iboy lomash yikonis odem tefillin lebeis kisei. Now, what is this talking about? Is Dr. Ashi? He's still wearing it on his head. You don't believe me? Look 5 lines higher in the Rashi. My shikonis betelim kishehin beroishoi ka'omar. The reason why Rashi says beroish, the Mefarshim talking about, is he only talking about beroish? He says when it's tefillin shaliyad, tefillin shaliyad is covered, tefillin shaliyad is not covered. Anyway, it's a discussion in the Mefarshim, but we're talking about he's wearing his tefillin. Now, what's the reason why he's going to beis kisei kavua? Lehashtin mayim, for purposes of urinating. Is this permissible? Ravina says it's okay. Ravada bar master, also Ravina bar master. So no, it's not okay. Also shalua le Rava, they asked Rava. So Rava says, in principle, it wouldn't be an issue. The problem is, I'm afraid that if a person is going to go for ketanim, that might either lead shem yifneben, that he has to go gedolim as well. That happens sometimes. Maybe you might not be familiar. The amri law, and others say shem yifneben, even if he didn't have to go gedolim, but he might let out some ears from down below, and so therefore that would not be appropriate. Take off your tefillin. Tiny idach, and nichle beis kisei kavua. Choylate tefillin. Oh, you should take the tefillin off. Barochi dal rambas 4 amos away. Umenichon, and where should he put them? Bachaloyin hasamach l'shus harab. In the window, meaning the cubby hole inside the wall that separates between the beis kisei and the l'shus harab. Put it in that. On the side of Rishus Rabbah, meaning not on the side which is closer to Beis HaKisei, but the side which is Rishus Rabbah, where you have passers by. V'nichnas, then he should go into the bathroom. U'kishu yoytzei, marchik dal ramos, v'nichon, he puts him back on. Divrei beis shamay. He doesn't even have to put them anywhere. He can go and take the tefillin with him in his hands and enter into the Beis HaKiseh. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Oichsen Bebigdai V'nichnas. Rabbi Kiva says, Oichsen Bebigdai, what you should do is don't hold them in your hands, but go and put them in a beged. And then, so now the Gemara is assuming Oichsen Bebigdai means the beged that he is wearing, that somehow or other he should go and put it under his shirt or something like that, and V'nichnas and go in. What's going to happen is, if he's not careful, the whole thing is going to fall out, and it's going to fall on the ground. It's going to be terrible. This is what Abdubin was saying before. You should rather hold it in a beged in his hand, meaning go and vikalerein, go and close the tefillin with a beged around it, and hold the beged tightly with your hand so it shouldn't fall on the ground, and this way you have a kisui as well. Menichlis, and then he can go in. Umenicham bechor. Now this umenicham is really oy menicham, or I have another aitza. Menicham bechor nasmuchen lebeis akise. You can put it into the wall like Beis Shammai suggested before, but don't put it on the tzad which is next to the shesharavim. Put it on the tzad which is closer to the Beis HaKiseh.
Because
it's covered. Rashi explains, and the more we'll explain in another few lines, the difference between the side to shesharavim and the side towards the Beis HaKiseh. In the side to the Beis HaKiseh, you have to be nervous about achbarim, about mice. In the side to the Beis the Shusharam, I have to be worried about passers-by. Ksumtai. But you'll see, the Gemara is going to develop this in another couple lines. Lo yinichem b'choyna smuch l'shusharam, don't put it on the side towards the Shusharam, shem yitlu oysam oivrei dochem, because people might take those tefillin. Now, of course, you have the initial concern, somebody's going to steal it. But it's even worse than that, Rabbi Isa. And the Gemara is going to tell you, a maise noira, the yovel dechshad, because by leaning the tefillin on the other side where passers by can take it, chas v'shalom, it can lead to terrible, terrible things. What is the terrible thing? A maase b'talmud echad, sheiniach tefilav, b'chaynes b'chur shesedam. He looked at this Gemara, he got to put it in the wall, and he put it on the side of shesedam. Ubas zoyna achas, a zoyna passed by, but not lost, and she took it with her. Ubas lebeis medish, and she came to the bes medish v'amra, and she said, now apparently she's doing this for ransom money, and she said, ru'u manasli ployni b'schari. Look, he gave me his tefillin instead of giving me cash, or, and he left his...
It's a mashkin.
Or maybe it's a mashkin. Maybe that's the payment. Maybe he left his American Express card at home. Anyway, the point is, she said, this is what he paid in Bishari. That Talmud heard, he turned all green and pale and yellow and blue. Once he heard that, from Busha, of course, all the Reish Gaga went to the top of the roof, and off the Mason Nebuch, he committed suicide, Rahman Lislam. Because of that, instead of putting it into the wall, rather take it in, of course, putting it into, take it into the bathroom itself is a Meshikul Bizoyin, but is aggressively Bizoyin, a Pikuch Nefesh, Chas Hashem Azah Maisim and Dizoyin. Turn her a button, follow up right, so be showing.
Nowadays we don't take our children we have two coverings that we employ.
You're going to
talk about the coverings as well. We're not done yet. Turn her a button. But you know, even you can fill in the choyne hasmuchel beisakise. What did they used to do? They used to tuck and put in the wall, not on the passers-by side because of the zoyna problem. They put on the side to the beisakise. Uboy nachbar v'noit l'noisan. Instead of passers-by coming, the mice came. They saw these smell. Smells good, looks good. And they took them. And they put on the other side. Oh, now the Avridachim came. Take it in your hands and just go into the basic kisei. Omer b'yashia b'rei d'r b'shu ben levi. Halacha, what's the halacha? Goylan kimin sefer. What you should do is go and be goyl them, like we do. We put our tzuas around the tefillin. V'oichsan b'yaminoi k'negelim, and then hold it very tightly in your rest and your right arm, your right hand, next to your leg, hold it securely. That's the best way of doing it. Make sure that the ritzua that which you use to be golel, to go and put around the tefillin, to wrap around, it shouldn't be hanging out from his hand, a tefach. What's the reason why the ritzua should not be hanging out, a tefach? Rashi explains for two reasons. Number one, because since you're using this as part of the tefillin, although it doesn't have the same kedusha as the bias, as the actual tefillin itself, but you roll it around your arms and down your head, etc., the whole business, so therefore it also has kedusha. But Rashi says, and moreover, as we all know, in the ritzuas you have the Shem Hashem, the Shakai. How do you have the Shakai? You have the shin, which is on the bias on top, and then you have the dalet in back of the neck, and then you have the yud, which is at the very beginning of the tefillin shliyah, that small little thing, that's the yud. So you have the shin, dalet, yud, shakai. So therefore, make sure not that the ritzua shouldn't be hanging. And even though the Gemara says ritzua, zaktumiri, and koshka, and make sure that the bias shouldn't be hanging, because that bias certainly has more kedusha than the ritzua itself, so make sure that it's all firmly within the person's hand. We're up to that in one more moment. One more minute to the Rabdumit Kanain Haras. Rav Yanke Bar Ach, Rav Zera. Lo Yishon Al Shiyesh Shoyiz B'Yom L'Lovshon. That's Dafka, the person is going to put them back on. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's going to go to the bathroom, 2:15, 2:05, he's going to come out, he's going to put them back on. Because in the good old days, they used to wear tefillin the whole day. Ah, well, Ein Shoyiz B'Yom L'Lovshon. What happens if it's already nightfall and he's going to the bathroom? Oyselhen, what should he do? What's the Rav Dumit? What should he say to him? What should he do? Oyselhen? Kimin kiss, he should make a tefillin bottle, and it should be a tefach, it should have space of a tefach, in addition to the tefillin inside, it should be a rather large kiss that has an ear space as well, and then he should just put them down, instead of going and bringing into the bathroom. You're not going to need them now. You can go and put them into this kistefach u'menichan. Rashi said menichan. You could even put it on the ground. The reason is because since it has chaloloi tefach, it's as if it's a shtickle oil on its own, which is mafsik beinom lekarka. Where's this Rashi that I'm talking about? Yeah. Look, three or four lines up. Right. You see it says in the Rashi, ubalayla, it's about 10, 12 lines on the bottom, kishu chotzen, when he's removing it, beisai, amenas latzni, at a biker, if you're putting it away, that's going to be the next shikul gemara. Oislam kis tefach, the chaloli tefach, make sure that there's an ear space, an ear hollow of a tefach, the choshev hakli oil, lahafzik beinom lekarka. So you can even put it on the ground, because it's considered to be a separate oil on its own, if you have such a large tefillin bite. Back to the Gemara. Every time when you have to take them off, hold them securely and tightly in your hand. What's the difference between the previous member and this member? The previous member was talking about a person going to the bathroom. He's going to the bathroom, so he's saying, how are you going to hold it? You're going to hold it in your hands. That you have more time, you're going to put it back on after you come out of the bathroom. Then put it inside a kistefach, and that would be the best way of handling it. Don't hold it in your hand anymore, because you don't need it anymore for the day. So put it into this kiss. The Rav Bukhan is talking about, stop, the person not going to the bathroom, stop. Throughout the whole day, you're going to learn, come in safer. Whenever you're putting it on the side, be goil it nicely. At night, when you're already finished, the whole day is over, then put it away inside this kiss. And you can even put it, theoretically, on the ground. That's stuff if you're talking about a tefillin baitel, which you use on a regular basis for tefillin. What happens if you're using just an ad hoc bag, which is not the tefillin baitel, even less than a tefach is acceptable. The reason why it's acceptable is because if it's a tefach or more, but it's the regular tefillin baitel, we have a concern that it becomes batel to the tefillin themselves. It becomes an accessory to the tefillin. So therefore, if it becomes an accessory, then I have to worry about the kedusha of the baitel itself. However, if you're talking about it's just an ad hoc basis, you're using it for one time, it's not the actual kli, then even less than a tefach would be okay, because that shows the difference between the tefillin. The baitel doesn't become bottle to the tefillin. Let's look quickly at the Rashi, seven lines on the bottom. Lo yishanu the boy tefach el beklishu kelyan. You're talking about its normal regular tefillin baitel. Kissa also the tzarchan. The Kelian kor of Leo is bottle etzlam, and comes almost bottle to the film. So chavina dovra nicker she choitz its bifnei.
Kelly sounds just like Kelian.
Kelian means it's kli. They're kli. It's kli. Oh, mama. I'll bring you a raya that it's not necessary for it to be a tefach or more. What happens if you're in an oil mess and you have these small little jugs and they have around them a tzamid posel aleihem, it's hermetically sealed? What's the halacha? The tumah cannot get into the pachim ketanim. These are kli cheres and they remain tohar. How do they remain tohar? These are less than a tefach. L'chor, it should become bottle. It should all become tameh. It shows in the even if it's less than a tefach, it could still have a chashivus. The only reason why by the tefillin it had to be a tefach or more is because it was kelyon. It was the tefillin's own cover, its own case. Then it can become bottle to the tefillin. etc. Yomer Rabbah Baruchana Kiyav Lezlin Basri Rabbi Yochanan Kiyav Boy Lamele Beiskisei Halach Lamaise. What do you do? I was following Rabbi Yochanan when he went to the Beiskisei Kiyav Noket Safed Yagadata. If he had with him a Sefer of Agoda, which means a medrash, for instance, have Yovlan. He would say, I'm going to the bathroom, please hold on to the safer. I don't want to take him to the bathroom with me. He had a knock at tefillin if he was wearing his tefillin. He took his tefillin off, they have Yovlan, he didn't give it to us. Why not? Of a hoyu b'shirun rabbanan. Since the rabbanan said that you can go and take the tefillin with you into the bathroom as long as you hold it tightly in your hand, the natron. Now the natron has a, it's almost like a pun. The natron means, I'm going to watch it carefully, but the natron also means it's going to be a shmira on me min hamazikin. Since we're talking about outhouses, outhouses were not frequented all the time by people. You didn't have a line from here to Canarsie in front of that outhouse. Instead, you had mazikin there. Satap Rashi on the right hand side, the natron, yishmaruni, achnisam even yishmaruni min hamazikin. In other words, instead of taking it's wonderful having you back. Of Simchis. Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara and the Natron, so therefore it's going to act as a Shmira for me, so I want to take it along as a school instead of wearing a Kamei or wearing a red bendela. He took his throne with him, that'll be a Shmira against the Mazikim. And the Gemara tells now the same story. Also, when he was going to the bathroom, when he was holding on to a sefer of Medrash, Yavlon, he would give it to us. Kevinokit Tefillin, when he was holding on to the Tefillin, Yavlon, he didn't give it to us. Amr Hoyl, Bisharin Rabbanan. Since Rabbanan said it's mutter to take into the bathroom, the Natron, it'll act as a Shmira for Pes. We don't do it today because we don't have the outhouses, and you have to think about all the other options, alternatives. What else are you going to do with it? You're going to put it on the ground, and you have all the ants, and you have all the.
You know, but say you're in the airport, and you're alone, and you have a bag. What do you?
It would seem from this that you would have a heter, but again, you should discuss it with a competent Orthodox rabbi, especially if it's within a suitcase or something like that. That already becomes kiss betoich kiss. Anyway, discuss it with a rabbi. Turn about lo yoiches odom tefillin biyodoi. Now we're talking about a situation where a person, when he's davening, he should not hold something in his hand, because if he holds something in his hand, he's going to focus on the thing that he's holding in his hand, that it shouldn't fall to the ground, and that will take away from his kavana in davening. So therefore, says the Bais Leyeches Odom Tefillin Biyod, the person shouldn't be holding the tefillin in his hand. Sefer Torah Bezroya, or holding on to the Sefer Torah, V'yispal and Davin. What's the reason why? Because I'm afraid he's going to go and drop it, and he's going to focus his whole davening on the Sefer Torah or the tefillin. Look at the top Rashi. Leyeches Biyod V'yispal, says Rashi, Shein Datim Yishevus Olam B'tefillah. His das won't be miyushim. That means he won't be able to properly concentrate. Shar liboy tamid alein. His mind is constantly thinking about the tefillin and the sefer Torah. Shlo yiplu miyodah. They shouldn't fall down. So therefore, don't hold anything in your hand whilst you're davening.
What about a child?
All to the same thing. We're going to talk about other things in a moment. V'yispal. Don't do that. In other words, put it down and don't daven with them in your hand. V'layashdin behem mayim. Also, you shouldn't go and whilst you're holding them, be mashdin. What's the reason why? So you see in the Rashi, in the second line, Yishin Behem Shemi Yafiach. That sounds like because he might let out air from down below. However, the Vilna Goyim says that that's really a mistake in the Rashi. If you look at the Hagoy Sagro on the left-hand margin, he says Shemi Yapil. Instead of Shemi Yafiach, the real word Shemi Yapil, the same concern. That don't go and be mashdin and hold tefillin in your hand at the same time, because he's not going to be careful. He's going to be more careful about the hashtana, about the urination, that it shouldn't get his clothes soiled and the rest. Therefore, the tefillin might fall down. Or the sefer Torah. For lo yishin behem, and he should also not sleep with tefillin on his head. Lo yishin at on both head and hand. Lo yishin es kla, not a regular sleep. For lo yishin es aroi, even if you're just dozing off for a couple of minutes, you put your head down, don't have your tefillin at that time on your head. Well, what's the problem over there? That's I said it's going in Leyashin. It's only Leyishin. Leyishin Behen, Shema Yafiach, or Shema Yipar. That I'm afraid either he's going to let out air, or the reason is because whilst he's dozing off, the tefillin might fall off his head and fall to the ground, etc. Omer Shmuel said, since we're concerned about over here concentration and tefillah, it's not only tefillin and a sefer Torah, but also sakin, or ma'ois, or ka'ara, Vikikor, Hare Vikyochim, and they have the exact same din. Then why did the Gemara enumerate these four cases? Because each one of them is slightly nuanced, slightly different. If you look at the Rashi second line, Hare Vikyochim, and the Indian Tefillah. He's concerned. He's nervous. Shaloi Tipul shouldn't fall. The sakin shouldn't fall with Tazikeno. It's going to fall down Nebuch on his foot. It's going to amputate one of his toes. That would be terrible. V'hakahara, if he's holding on to a kahara, any type of bowl or any type of plate, tishbach, it's going to go and spill. It might fall. It might break. V'amois, if he's holding on to money in his hand, they're going to fall down. He's going to lose it. V'akikar, if he's holding on to a kikar, to a loaf of bread, yitnav is going to fall to the ground. It's going to become dirty. So whatever you're holding, you're concerned about what you're doing, so therefore don't hold anything during davening. It's not just a sefer Torah, not just tefillin, but any of those others.
Getting back to cell
phones. Unless you're davening from it.
It says that if you're a sitter is okay because you're concentrating the sitter, that's alright. But even there, people tend to try to put it down on a shtender on the table, so they shouldn't even be holding that. Good, you asked a question about a child before. You have the exact same concern. You're more concerned about the child than you're davening because you don't want the child to fall down and to hurt himself or hurt herself.
On the other hand, if you go hold a child, you can't daven because they're disturbing. It's attention.
And so what's the answer?
I don't know.
The answer is don't bring the kids to shul unless he or she can be quiet and sit down nicely. And if the kid is acting up, you should go out of shul, go out to the lobby, to the foyer, and then daven outside, not to disturb the others. That brisa which we just learned now, and he's focusing in particular on the lo yashtin part, where it says lo yashtin betfillin, don't go and be mashtin, means don't urinate when you're holding on the tefillin. That brisa is going according to Beis Shammai, and therefore we don't paskin like it, because whenever you have machlok, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, you paskin like Beis Hillel. So Amar Rav Sheshet, lesil chesekom asnisin, the Beis Shammai, it's Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, hash the Beis HaKisei kavua. Shari basakise aroy mean boya. What does he want me to say? You remember Reb Simcha alerted us to the differences we have to make between a basakise kavua and basakise aroy, which we discussed already at some length on the Amud Aleph. So basakise kavua means it's been used in the past and therefore it has a terrible stench. This tzoya there, you have to be marchik dalet ames before you even take off the tefillin. We say basakise aroy means that he's now inaugurating it for the first time. And he's going to use it now for the first time. So now the Gemara says, we're talking about in our case, the loyashtin, that he's being mashtin for the first time in a place, because after all, think about it, for hashtana, for just urination, you don't have to have a fancy schmancy basic kisei. You just go anywhere in the forest where nobody sees you, and yes, you're mashtin, and forget about it. So therefore the Gemara calls that a basic kisei roi, because it's being used for the first time, because even if it's been used previously, but there's no hecker, there's no evidence that it's been used previously, because whatever made a glaim from a day ago, a year ago, has obviously evaporated or been soaked and absorbed into the ground. Okay, so now, on back of the Amud Aleph, we had a three-way machloek, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rebbe Akiva, and we said about Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, make sure to keep the tefillin outside of the bathroom by a base kisei kavua, put it into the koisel. Masha Enkein, Beis Hillel said, you can hold it, be a minoi, keneged liboy, hold it secure, fest against, with your right hand. Aha. So now this price says, when you're loyoiches odom tefillin beyond, don't hold tefillin in your hand, when you are being mashed in mayim, when you're going out to the base kise, mashed in mayim, the Gemara assumes that means like a base kise aroi that was never used kavua as a base kise previously. Says Gemara, this price must be Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says that you have to leave it outside by a base kise kavua. Beis Hillel, however, said, even a Beis Kisei Kavua, you're allowed to take it in, even though there's a stench, but that's soya from before, you're allowed to take it in and hold it in your right hand. So the fact that it says over here, by the case of a Beis Kisei Aroi, because we're talking about Hashtona now, or just urination, so it was never used previously, and it says, don't take the tefillin in your hand when you're being mashed in, that must be Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Hillel, Hash, the Beis Kisei Kavua, Matach Beis Kisei Kavua, where it stinks and it's been used before. You're allowed to hold on to it. Shari. Basically, it's mutter. If you're just being mashed for the first time in this place, you can hold it in your hand. You don't have to go and put it down outside. So bottom line is, it's Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel. Rava Omer Rav Sheshes. I have a kasha for you. The same braisa that we just read continues on. Dvorim Shirtar Tilcha Kan. osati l'chol kad. There's certain things which are was matir in one place. What was that one place? The base kisei kavua. But I asked you, I prohibited you in another place, and that's the base kisei aroy. So even though it's a little bit v'nahapachu, if I was matir in base kisei kavua, I should certainly be matir in base kisei aroy. So you want no. This is a very, very unusual, unique situation that I matter the base kisei kavua, but I aser the base kisei aroi. Now, what do those words mean? They're kind of a little bit mysterious. My love, are we talking about tefillin? That by the tefillin case that we started off the brisa, yoiches odom tefillin biyodai, and then be mashtin. Oh, that's what we're talking about. So let's understand that. Iam is mishloim the base hill hitar v'chokan by a kavua. If it's Beis Hillel that's speaking, then I can understand. Beis Hillel back on the Omer Aleph says, if you're going to Beis Kisei Kavua, you can hold on to the tefillin. I'm matir. But here, by the Beis Kisei Roy, here I'm machmir. Lo yashin, no, don't be mashin and hold the tefillin in your hand. Now, what's the reason for that? It doesn't seem to make sense. The Gemara is going to address that in another few lines. But the point is, those words at least are sensible in terms of understanding the language. They may not be logical, but at least they're sensible. Which face are the sensible? That's what the Bryce is saying. There's certain things that was matir, kan, in the base kisei kavua, that you're allowed to go in with your tefillin in your hand, but I prohibited you from taking the tefillin in your hand when you're going to the base kisei aroi. So that makes sense. Eliamras Beishamai, if you're telling me this goes according to Beishamai, like Rav Omer Rav Sheshe said, there's no heter at all in the Beis Kisei Kavua. Beis Kisei Kavua said Beishamai, don't take the tefillin in, leave it in the hole in the wall. So what is this Dvarim Shetatilcha? Who says that the Braisa, when it talks about Devarim Shetaitel Chokan, is talking about Beskisa Kavua, Beskisa Aroi? No. It's talking about how much a person has to cover himself or herself when they're going to the bathroom. Even though you're going to the bathroom, you have to go Betzniyas. You can't just go and do everything Hefkinik. The Tani Chod, like we learned in one Braisa, Kishu Nifna, when a person goes to the bathroom, Megal Li Achrov, Tefach, he's allowed to uncover himself on the backside. One tefach, ulefonav tvachayim. And from his front, he's allowed to go be megala, to go and take off his clothes, to uncover two tvachim. But there's another price that says, la'achav tefach, in the back, one tefach. Ulefonav leklum, in the front, gunisht. Now, chayestira. Here it says in the first price, lefonav two tvachim, he's allowed to go and uncover. And the second price says, nothing! My love, aren't we talking about either the ish? Both of them are probably talking about a man. And what's the difference between the two brises? Kan lik doilem, kan lik tanim. It depends why he's going to the bathroom. Is he going for doilem? That means he's going to defecate, or lik tanim, or to urinate. So if he has to go and urinate, then avadi he has to go and be megal himself lefonav, because that's where the urination takes place. So you have to open up a space and uncover his aver to be able to urinate properly. Mashenkein, if he's only going for doilem, then you don't have to go and uncover it at all because you're just doing doilet. That's the nafkamina between the two prices. And therefore, that's the nafkamina. And therefore, that would be the pshat and the meisvei. Dvarim she'taitel chokan, those things which are matter for you here, what was a matter for you? To go, in the case of ktanim, to go and be megalit, uncover two tfachim in the front. But if you're going for gdoilim, then you cannot go and uncover yourself in the front. There you gotta keep yourself covered. Only in the back you can uncover yourself. But Frank Tamura Tizbra, Ibiktanim, if in fact you're saying that the Braisa that says that you can go be Magala uncover two tvachim in the front is because he's urinating, why does he have to go and uncover his back at all? Let him just go, just like people urinate today in urinals in bathrooms. So you don't have to go and uncover your back for that, just uncover your front. So that pshat doesn't work. El Edavidim Gdoilim, both shots, both prices talking about Gdoilim. Leikasha, Beisha, Beisha, talking about a man or a woman. A man, of course, who urinates from the front, he needs the extra kind. A woman that does not urinate from the front, she doesn't need the benefit of that additional uncovering. She only has to.
And we learned the need, you're not supposed to ochez the ama when you urinate also.
Okay, and therefore.
If you need more room to be able to not.
Fine, clothes. Good. So that's Gabi Isha, and Gabi Isha, she doesn't need that because of the fact that she doesn't have the name. Good. Freitimara, Okay, so maybe that's the pshat in the braisa. Dvarim shetartel chokan, I was matir by an ish to go and be megalat v'chaim, aside from the chokan, but I asked, I prohibited by an isha, I don't give the same heter. Vekimari hachi, hadik tani Allah. The braisa continues on. This is a kal v'chaimer where I have no answer to the kal v'chaimer. What do you mean, my enel of tshuva? Darka the milza hach isa. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara mean to say is we started off again. This braisa says dvorim shetart l'chokan asart l'chokan. What I'm matir by the mokim, the beis kisei kavua, I was matir, but I answered by the beis kisei aroi, and that wouldn't make sense because Beis Kisei Kavua is a Beis Kisei Kavua. It's a real bathroom which stinks to Medalla stench and all the rest. And I was matir to hold the tefillin in hand. But if it's a Beis Kisei Roi, no, that's also, you're not allowed to. So on that, you have a Kal V'chaim Shel Shu. That doesn't make any sense. It should be Puk V'ket. Once you're telling me that you're allowed to take the tefillin into a Beis Kisei Kavua, certainly you should be able to take the Beis Kisei Roi. Now that makes sense. But if you're telling me that this Dvorim Shetartelcha is talking about a man and a woman, and it's saying, Dvorim Shetartelcha by a man, I permitted you to go and be Megalat V'chaim, to have an uncovering in the front to Tva, but not by a woman. And then you're going to say, oh, but I have a Kal V'chaim. What do you mean Kal V'chaim? This is totally normal. Men are built differently than women, and we all know that. And so therefore, that's why here there's a het and there's an isser. I don't understand the problem. I have to go and say we're talking about tefillin, like I said originally, and that it was matir in the Beis Kisei Kavua to put on, to carry the tefillin, but not in the Beis Kisei Aroi. And therefore, Rabbi Rav Sheshes had said that this goes according to Meishamai, not according to Beis Hillel, is Ogifreit. Meaning, because according to Beis Shammai, as we said, there is no heter whatsoever in a Beis Kisei Kavua. So it doesn't make sense to go and say, when I was matir there in a Beis Kisei. No, Beis Shammai says, don't take the tefillin in. So both by the Beis Kisei Kavua and by the Beis Kisei Aroi, don't hold on to your tefillin, leave it outside. So can't go according to Beis Shammai, has to go according to Beis Hillel. That's why the Gemara says that the words of Rav and Rav Sheshes are Ogifreit. That means there is no answer to what they said. But let's come back to the kasha that we said before. We call mokim kasha. Hashem beis kisei kavua, where it's a real beis kisei shori, you're allowed to carry your tefillin in your hand. Beis kisei aroi, like koshkin, achavad alavadi, you can go and keep those tefillin lechayda in your hand. Why does it say in the braisa lo yoiches odem tefillin and be mashtin? And for the Gemara, hachi kama beis kisei kavua the leka the tzoytzois shori. If it's a Beis Kisei Kavua that has been used in the past, when the person is going to urinate, the presumption is that the drops of urine are not going to spring back onto his clothing, and he's going to remain with clean pants and clean clothing. Beis Kisei Aroi, since it hasn't been used before, it could be it's like virgin territory, and if a person is going to go and urinate over there, it might bounce back, or it might splash back. Or any you all can figure out what we're talking about. If the tzoyt is then asri, then I got a problem. What's my problem? My problem is that if I see that my pants or my clothing is getting all wet, then I'm going to go and take my hand. I'm going to try to go and try to get it off. Right? I take a
klutz.
What? Sorry.
Klutz.
A klutz. A klutz. Yeah. Okay. But remember, you're not talking about nice urinals where everything is great. You're talking about a primitive situation. A very primitive situation where it might spritz back.
Or there's a
car shifra. That's the issue. The issue is that what's going to happen is he's going to see that his pants are all wet. No, pants are all wet. Taka, not so pleasant. But, you know, it's not the first time, not the last time you get wet. If you went through the drenching rain yesterday, you could have gotten wet and your pants could have gotten wet anyway. But the problem is, just like you just said now, says Rashi, that what happens if he comes out of the bathroom and everybody sees that he has urine all over, they're going to assume that he doesn't have your normal aver situation, but it's a krushofka. Krushofka means that unfortunately there's a big problem down below, and as a result, this person cannot marry a woman. A krushofka is also love and bako, and therefore there'll be big problems. He's married and he has children. People say the children are not his. They'll say the children belong to another husband. Chas v'shalom, it'll be terrible. So you look at the Rashi. You want to go to that Rashi? Yeah, but it doesn't address. Okay, look, first white line. Good. Shkoyach. Think of the tzoytzis. Look to Rashi. Hanitozen al gabi raglav. You have these drops that are going to splash onto his pants. V'yomrin it onto his legs. V'yomrin it onto his yuma. Mitzvah l'shaf shuan is a mitzvah to go and clean it off. Why? She'osel adam she'yetze. B'nitzoy she'gabi raglav. She'me yeroyeh. Kikrus Shavcha, because he will look like Chas Shalom, a person that doesn't have a full aver, that therefore that's why it spritzed all over. But him to Moitzi Lazel, Banav Shem Mamzein, and people say, these are not his kids. They're Taka her kids, but from another husband. So that's the Riva. So now I understand the reason why I was Matib Beis Kisei Kavua, because I'm not worried about the backsplash, the back spritzing. And therefore, you can hold on to your tone. However, Beis Kisei Aroi, that you've never used before, and you're urinating for the first time. Oh, it could be a mess. And then you're holding your tefillin, and I won't be able to clean, and I'm going to fall, and blah, 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 blah. Krishavcha, alaturis. So therefore, they said, don't bring your tefillin in if it's the first time you're urinating in that spot. So that's the Frank Timara. Im hachi, am I in a lef tshuva? Tshuva ma'aliasi. Why are you telling me it's a kal v'choy m'shein a lef tshuva? This is an excellent answer why we are more makel in a base kisei kavua than a base kisei aroi, for the reasons that we just gave. As im hachi come, the price is telling you something. Hamil tzeis a libertarius tama. You have to think about the logic behind it. The logic is 1,000% on point. The basically say, Kavu, I'm noivis, that the tefillin will fall, hold them tightly. Fine, you can walk into Beis Kisei Kavua. What about Nitzoytis? I'm not worried about Nitzoytis in a Beis Kisei Kavua. However, in a Beis Kisei Aroi, there I'm worried about the Nitzoytis, and I'm holding the tefillin, I won't be able to clean it. Krishavcha, all of those issues. But don't ask Kal V'Chomer Kashis. If you're asking not based on logic, but you're just basing on Kal V'Chomer, you're right. That if I was Matir in a Beis Kisei Kavua, I should certainly be Matir in a Beis Kisei Aroi. Don't learn based on Kal V'Chomer, learn it based on logic. It makes a lot of sense. Tana Rabban, how right to the Kodesh of Keva? A person wants to go and sit down at a meal, and the person is slightly constipated, and he's afraid in the middle of the meal he's going to have to get up, and he's going to have to go out. And remember, the bathroom wasn't, you know, 2 amas away from the door or from the dining room. He might have to go out into the forest. It's embarrassing. It's going to take a long time. I can't say geschäft. In fact, the Morris says in one place, a definition, Ezeu Osher, person is Osher, he has a Beis Kisei, Somach L'Shulchanai. That's considered to be a grossness. Of course, today, everybody has that, but in the good old days, this wasn't the case. So therefore, if the person is slightly constipated, or it's the cause of the Suez Keva, you know what you do? Mahalach Asorah Pa'omim, Talad Amis, or Talad Pa'omim, Yud Amis, V'yifna. The Achkach Nichmas. What you should do is you should try as much as possible to force himself to be able to defecate. How should he do that? By doing some exercise. What happens if the gym is closed now? So what he can do is, he can walk back and forth 10 times, 4 amas each, or walk back and forth 4 times, 10 amos each. If you keep on walking back and forth, and each time, Rashi says, in between the walkings, he should go and sit down. In other words, take a break, didn't work the first time, get up again, walk again, do that 4 times, 10 times, all together, I'm sorry?
Prune juice.
Okay, the person didn't have any prune juice. And some say that prune juice doesn't work automatically, it takes time. Okay, anyway, the Masa, he should each time try to go, and hopefully that will be successful. Once you're eating, you should go and take the tefillin off. Now, from Rashi's mashma, not that there's anything wrong with eating with your tefillin on, but if you're going to Suda's Keva, typical people would drink. They wouldn't just drink Coca-Cola. They might drink some intoxicating beverage. They're going to become shikr, and they'll become shikr, and then it's going to be a gnai for the tefillin if he's in a shikr state. So therefore, take the tefillin off, v'achach nichnas, and then go into the dining room, go into the mokim for the suda. Says Reb Chiya, you don't have to take it off before you get to the dining room. Come to the dining room, take off your tefillin, and leave them on the table where you're eating. And that is the hidur. That's nice, because it shows people that I was wearing tefillin until now, and as soon as I'm finished eating, I'm going to put it back on, because I'm going to do my mitzvahs immediately, so that's a nice thing to do. The Amos, when taka should you put the tefillin back on? When you're ready for benching, put the tefillin back on. Until benching, then have the tefillin off. Zman bracha here means birchas hamasna. Okay, Tani Chad within the one brace, Tair Adam Tfilov im Mo'isim Africa Susai. A person didn't have your regular normal tefillin baita like we have, but rather he wants to put his tefillin away. He has a long, long scarf, so he wants to go and be tzorer, he wants to go and tie Vikalain, to go twist around the scarf, around the tefillin on one side, and he's going to use the other side of the scarf to go and Vikalain, to go and act as a kind of a temporary wallet for his money. So he's going to use that same afa kasusa, this long scarf, long shawl, for both purposes, both for the tefillin and for the money. V'tan irach lo yotzer. Don't do something like that. Don't use the same scarf for both purposes. It depends. Is this scarf something that he has already set aside for purposes of the tefillin? Then if that's the case, then it becomes miuchad for tefillin. Don't go and put in any type of extra thing. Don't put your money in there. However, if he has not been mazmin, in other words, this is the first time and he hasn't dedicated this scarf dafka for the tefillin, so then he can use it for both.
Even if he's mazmin, we have a machlok.
Oh, wait, wait a second. Yeah, in a minute. The Yom Rav Chista, Hay Sudra de tefillin, the azminei lemeitze bei tefillin, if he set it aside to go and use a dafka for tefillin, tsar bei tefillin, aser lemeitze bei pshiti. Sorry again. The Azmanet, the Maitzim Tfilin, Tsar Bay Tfilin, if he was Mazmanet, then he can go and put the Tfilin in, but also the Maitzim Pshitin, but don't put money in. Azmanet, Veloy Tsar Bay, Veloy Azmanet, Shari the Maitzim Bay Zuzi. If, however, so this is more before is, you have to take a break. I suited the Tfilin, the Azmanet, the Maitzim Bay Tfilin. This goes together now. What's the Tashi? Nachamul, Imoisa, Azmanet, Tsar Bay, Yazmanet in, Eloy Azmanet, Eloy Kadish, Shari the Maitzim Bay. E azmenei in. Okay, so he more divides it up. Haysud is a tefillin the azmenei lemeitz beitzilin. If he set it aside to put in tefillin, tzar beitzilin, and then also lemeitz beipshitim. Azmenei v'loy tzar be. What happens if he prepared it but he didn't actually use it yet? Tzar be v'loy azmenei. He used it but he wasn't mazmen it. Shor lemeitz beizuzi. So in other words, it's one of it's got to be both. It's got to be azmenei and tzar be. If so, it goes back together. Haysudin, start again. I'm sorry for taking up your time. Yom Rav Chizda, Haysudin the Tefillin, the Azmanay, the Meitzim the Tefillin. He set it aside, and Tzar Bei Tefillin. He already used it. Not he only set it aside, but he actually used it for the Tefillin. Also, the Meitzim Bei Pshite. Then you're now going to go and put money inside. So he was Mazmin it and Tzar Bei. He did both. He prepared it, dedicated it, and he actually used it. He actually initiated, coronated, inaugurated. He actually used it. However, Azmanei v'loy tzarbe, if he only set it aside and he did not use it yet, or tzarbe, he used it v'loy Azmanei, but he didn't set it aside, he didn't dedicate it for his tefillin, Charlemagne Tzbezu, then you let it go and put in money. So therefore, it's got to be both Azmanei and Tzarbe. Well, Abaye the Amr Azmana Milsehi, according to Abaye that says Azman is enough. That was your point,
yeah,
Barry.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're very welcome. Azmanei Avagav Deloy Tzarbe. According to Abaye, you don't need both. Hazman and Milzi means just the dedication is already sufficient. Hazman Yafakav Loi Tzarbe. Even if he was just Mazman without being Tzar, don't put any money in. Now Tzarbe, let's say if he wasn't Mazman it, but Tzarbe he used it. He Azmane also Eloi Azmane Shloi. So if he actually Tzarbe, if he dedicated it, it's also, but he didn't dedicate it, it's okay. So therefore the Machlokes is whether you need both to prohibit you from putting in money. According to Rav Chizda, it's got to be both. He was Mazmin and he was Tzarbe. Well, according to Abaye, Hazmana Milz is already enough. Once he dedicates it, don't put it and don't use it for anything else. Of course, today we don't use scarves. We do have tefillin beitels. So once the tefillin beitel has been bought for purposes of tefillin, and certainly after you put the tefillin in, you shouldn't go and put money in there. You should go and put your money in your wallet, not in your tefillin beitel. Is a person allowed to go and put his tefillin underneath his head when he wants to go to sleep, meaning under his pillow? To put it underneath his legs, the Chabad, that would be a bizarre. What about putting it under his head? Now, presumably we're talking about a case where there are Ganovim or Achbarim or other situations. Otherwise, why is he putting on his bed? Let him put it on the shelf somewhere. We're talking about a situation where he wants to make sure that nobody gets to it overnight. So what do you do? He wants to put it It's mutter to go and put the tefillin underneath the pillow, even if his wife is together with him in the bed. And therefore, there's a possibility that might come the day tashmish hamita. It's still mutter to put it under mrashayis. Break the more mainstay. Lo yiniach adam tefillin tachmer galoisav. Don't put it underneath your legs. That's chaderach bizoyim. Shameful. Al miniach tachmer shoyis. You can put it underneath your head. However, mois ishtimah. yasur. So that's already the kasha. Because Shmuel just said now, mutra fili ishti imai. Mutra fili ishti imai. Here it says, ishti imai is awesome. Continue with the bryson. Hayimakim shigavoye gimel tvachim. Oyinamach gimel tvachim. What happens if you have sticking out from the wall, or sticking out from the bed, some higher level, three tvachim higher, or three tvachim lower. In other words, not the same level as the bed. Mutra put the tefillin rather over there, rather than putting it underneath your head. This is a very rare situation, says the Gemara. Even though the Gemara said that Shmuel is ogefreit, that we do not paskin that Shmuel has been soundly rejected. Nevertheless, we still paskin like him. My time. What's the reason why? Odif. What means the terinu? You want to make sure that you do a proper shmira on the tefillin. Top Rashi. Call the terinu tvei odif. Lahu mi bizyoni. We want to go and protect it from becoming bizoyin. Kamishu muzer al shmirasim minu achbarim. He's afraid of mice and aganovim and afraid of thieves. Tvei odif lahu mi bizyoni. So even though the staka bizoyin by the fact that he's putting it underneath his bed and ishtay imoy, it's still better than waking up in the morning and finding that there's no tefillin left because it was stolen by the Achbarim or by the Ganavim. However, the Mefarshim explained is talking about that it has to be a double kisui on top of it, because a person is not allowed to live with his wife where they're tefillin in the room or swam in the room unless they are covered by a double covering. So assume a double covering under the pillow is okay, just to make sure that it doesn't get stolen. Obviously, if you don't have to worry about that, if you have a private apartment, a house, you don't have to worry, then of course don't put it on your bed. Leave it in another room. Don't leave it in your room, your bedroom. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi said, if you continue tomorrow, Zayi Gemesh Haslach.